Well, the battle over $30 car tabs continues, and our attorney general. Now, it certainly looks and sounds to me as if Attorney General Bob Ferguson may have sabotaged $30 tabs. Now he is forced to defend the will of the voters. And so Bob Ferguson has asked the courts to let the car tab cuts happen. And to have $30 tabs was supposed to start tomorrow. So I want you to think about this. For the thousands of people who are getting car tab bills starting tomorrow, and it should be $30 as per the will of the voters. Instead, they're still going to have to pay $300, $400, $500, $600. Now, Tim Iman has asked for civil disobedience, and he's asked for everybody to not pay their car tab bills, to just drive around with expired tabs and hope that the cops will show you mercy. Because I will tell you, I know a lot of cops, and most of them are far more fiscally conservative than our politicians. But can the cops, as a political statement, choose to not write you up for expired tabs? Then the cops are going to get in trouble if they do that. But Bob Ferguson now has asked the state Supreme Court to allow the $30 tabs to be implemented as the voters voted for, despite that King County judge. And what a sham that was. That King County was the plaintiff to try to overturn $30 tabs, and it was heard in a King County court by a King County judge who has sworn his allegiance to King County in voter statements in the past. Of course, that King County judge is going to rule in favor of King County. And it's another big screw you to the voters that's going on here.